Greetings, and welcome to Bear Soup. I'm your host, Ron Serratia. Ahead in this 89th episode of Bear Soup, which is brought to you by the Bookish Bears at Bare Bones Books, an interview with Jonathan Cohen, author of the novel Bear Like Me, an Amit Yildiz update, part of a new survey on bear attitudes and behaviors, and a letter and hot, not safe for work, short story from a Texan by bear. It's news, interviews, skews, and schmooze for the online Ursine community. You're just in time for another heapin' helpin' of Bear Soup. Welcome to Bear Soup, Jonathan Cohen.
Thanks very much, Ron.
Congratulations on the reprint of your wonderful novel, Bear Like Me.
Well, thanks. It's been 8 years, and it's actually hard to believe it's been that long, and it's been over 10 years since I actually wrote it.
Right, right. But it still seems as relevant as ever before. Let me read the description of it for our listeners. Fired from his job at Fag Magazine, Peter Mallory has to find a way to make a living and get revenge. When his best friend suggests writing a book about the bear community and using his new Ursine look to go undercover at Fag, Peter is soon letting his body hair grow and practicing the fine art of flannel couture. When Peter's sabotage campaign works only too well, he starts to run the risk of discovery. With an envious fellow bear set to unmask Peter as a fraud and a relationship with an intriguing bear on the line, things are about to get very hairy. So, it's really a great and well-put-together romance for bears.
And, you know, it's funny because I see that the male-male romance market is just exploding over the past year, especially in ebooks. And I guess I never really thought to consider it as a romance, despite the heavy romantic element of it.
You're right. We did not consider that in terms of where your book had been before. But that it does seem to be the direction that it's taking, and that's great. Congratulations also on your terrific review on JesseWave.com.
Reviews by JesseWave.com.
That's right. And there's a link for it on the Bear Soup page, also on the BareBonesBooks.com page. So, and you're also on Facebook, right?
That's right. I've got a page for the book, Bear Like Me.
Super. Well, good to know that you're all plugged in. The review on Jesse Wave, to get back to that, is a 5-star read. Its summary is, "The exuberant and sweet satire is a word-juggling comedic circus involving total immersion in the gay subculture of all-singing, all-dancing bears." That's lovely. And the reviewer had a really wonderful take on it.
I was very pleased, yes. There have been a couple of other reviews, too. One on a site called Literary Nymphs, and one on a site called Woofy Words.
Yes. Plus, there's also Amos Lassen's review.
Yes.
That's great. It's really gratifying that other people are recognizing the novel as well.
Well, thank you. I keep meaning to put together some kind of reader's guide, although I don't know if anybody kind of wants to go through the entire thing and know exactly why I named certain people or what prompted certain ideas and what have you.
If you want to explain some of that now, then this is a great opportunity. So where did you get the idea for Peter Mallory as the main character?
You know, I want to say, it would be easy to say that's me, but I would say more likely it's a version of me who is a bit dumber, but also is a bit more likely to take risks and take chances. Fools rush in. That's what I was thinking when I kind of created the character.
And the title, of course, Bear Like Me, as well as the structural concept of the book, is an homage to the book Black Like Me, correct?
That's right. As a matter of fact, at the time, back in 1999, when I was looking into this and thinking about writing it, there weren't really any books set in the bear community, fiction, that is. Or if there were, it was very, very incidental that there happened to be a bear in a book. So I wanted to be the very first. But I wanted to make sure that it was something that would be accessible to everyone, not just bears. So I had the idea of somebody from the outside decides to go on a tour and enter the world of bears, and that way both the reader and the main character could find out about it at the same time.
Right, that element of discovery, which for this community with all of its codes and secret handshakes, etc., you really need a field guide.
I agree, and I think there are some great books out there. I mean, you've got the definitive Bearotica collections, of course.
Well, it's great to have you join the ranks of the Bare Bones Books authors, Jonathan.
Well, I'll be really interested to see what happens with Bare Bones Books. I mean, now that bears seem to be sort of a more accepted and known part of the gay community, I don't know that they're necessarily as exotic as they once were. So I don't know if you're going to see many dissections of the community or just stories that happen to take place in and around it.
Right. Well, there is a little bit of dating in it, but the book was written accurately for its time, that's for sure, without a whole lot of techno-bear jargon. I really think that people will enjoy Bear Like Me, not just because it talks about the bear community, but because it is a really well-crafted comic romantic novel.
And the other fundamental thing that I was going for was the idea that once you change your exterior, it's not just a matter of changing your exterior, you'll find that your interior changes as well.
Yeah, that's right. I sort of look at the plot line very similarly to that of Bear City, where someone comes from the, air quotes, outside of the community and infiltrates it and becomes changed by that experience.
I think it's inevitable for any sort of minority group that kind of comes together as a group and possibly faces discrimination and has things about it that they like about each other.
Yeah, that's right. Well, your book doesn't have the same kind of product placement that Bear City did, unfortunately, but your next novel, perhaps.
Well, perhaps. As I said, I'm very encouraged by all of this MM or male, I don't know, I see it as M/M online.
Man to man, usually, or male to male.
Male to male.
Yeah.
So I'm, as I said, I'm encouraged, and especially with e-books taking on such incredible prominence, it seems that it's becoming easier and a bit quicker to get work out to potential readers.
Great, and you are working on a new project, that's correct?
Yes, I am, although, as I said, I may be considering it more from a romantic turn now that I've learned all this stuff over the last few weeks. I've read a lot at Jesse Wave's site about kind of the theory and practice of man-to-man romance.
And what have you discovered in relation to the bear community, say?
I can't say necessarily. Well, there is not much mention of bears. People tend to be in their 20s and tend to be more of a stereotypical, conventionally attractive men.
Yeah.
Very few guys over 30, according to it. But it's interesting that generally, readers want happily ever after, or what they call happily for now.
Yes. I do want to point out that this is the first time that your book will be available in electronic and ebook formats. That'll make it very accessible to read your book, Bear Like Me.
That's right. And it's really exciting to know that you don't have to wait until your bookstore has it in stock or, you know, order from Amazon or wherever else, or from eBay, heaven forbid, but that you can actually go to Amazon Kindle Store or Smashwords, or I'm not sure what the other venues, but it's basically going to be available in all the modern ebook formats.
Yes. I anticipate that the book will also be carried by TLA, so they will have it also in a number of formats as well.
That's right. I'm only familiar with them through their video site, though.
They love Bare Bones Books. I think they'll love your book. And I really appreciate your taking the time to speak with me about Bear Like Me on Bear Soup.
Thanks very much, and watch for the movie, perhaps.
We're working on that. Okay, Jonathan. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And there's this brief item from the Daily News and Economic Review. on the Hurriyet Daily News, June 20th, entitled "Turkey Must Take Action Over LGBT Discrimination," report suggests. Discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people is a problem in Turkey, and a new report made public Tuesday is urging the new government to take measures to protect their rights. Quote, "It is the responsibility of all the parties in parliament to ensure that any new constitutional reforms in Turkey outlaws discrimination on the grounds of sexuality or gender identity," said Andrew Gardner, Amnesty International's researcher on Turkey. Entitled "Not an Illness Nor a Crime," the report said lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or LGBT, people in Turkey demand equality. The report cited interviews with people who faced discrimination from officials in health services, education, housing, and the workplace in a country where there are no provisions to prevent it. The report is based on research carried out by Amnesty International, or AI, delegates in January and February in 5 cities across Turkey: Ankara, Diyarbakir, Eskişehir, Istanbul, and İzmir. Individual case information indicated in the report is based on 70 interviews with the individuals concerned, NGOs or groups working with the individuals, plus their friends and supporters, court documents, and other official documentation. One of the stunning cases mentioned in the report was the murder of Ahmet Yıldız. The 26-year-old openly gay man living with his partner in Istanbul was shot dead on July 15, 2008, in what many believe to be an honor killing. Gardner told the Hurriyet Daily News over the phone that despite the complaint, the criminal investigation was not carried out effectively, which allowed the father, the main suspect, to flee from the country without questioning. Quote, "The pervasive prejudice against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in Turkey and the fear of ostracism and attacks means that many feel compelled to conceal their sexual orientation, even from their families," the report argued. Gardner said that even during the interviews, they experienced many challenges, such as concerns about revealing their identity. I hope to have more on Ahmet Yıldız in the next Bear Soup. And welcome back to Bear Soup. My thanks to Carl of Melksham for alerting me on Facebook to this Bear Attitudes and Behaviors survey on surveymonkey.com. And there's a link to it on the website. But I'll just run through it quickly here. General, number one category. Question one. To me, a man is a bear primarily because he is blank. Bearded, masculine, large, hairy, other, please specify. Two, does being a bear have more to do with a man's physical attributes, a man's attitudes toward himself and others, a man's outlook on life in general, other, please specify. Question number three. Do you have a beard? Yes. No. No room for ambiguity on that one. Question 4. To me, a cub is a bear that is blank, smaller, submissive, younger, other, please specify. All of the above. Question 5. For me, the bear culture is mainly a blank. Social phenomenon, sexual phenomenon, both. Other, please specify. Question 6. If you have brothers, are you the youngest? Yes. No. I have no brothers. Question 7. I prefer my relationships to be blank, monogamous, open, partially open. We only play with others together. Which leads to the inevitable question number 8. If your answer to the above question was monogamous, please tell us why. There's a big blank. Number 9. If your answer to the previous question was open, please tell us why. Number 10. I like blank. Bear events, clubs, and am active socially with lots of bears. To be more of a loner bear, having some friendly and some sexual encounters. Other, please specify. Question 11. I am an active member of an organized bear club. Yes, no. Okay, here's where it starts to get really interesting. Question 12. Should bear gatherings be more openly sexual? Bears should be more at ease about sex. Be less openly sexual. Sex is a private matter. Other, please specify. Question 13. I have had sex with blank men under 10. 10 to 19 men. 20 to 49 men. 50 to 99 men. Over 100 men. Over 500 men. Question 14. Where do you most typically meet sexual partners? In a bar? At an online bear site? At another type of online site? At parties? Through friends? Other, please specify. Question 15. What do you like or dislike about online bear dating sites? Big blank space. Question number 16. I prefer blank. Top, bottom. I equally enjoy being top or bottom. Number 17. I had my first homosexual sexual experience when I was blank. Under 10, 10 to 15, 16 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 40, over 40, and other, please specify. 18. Do bears become less sexually attractive when they get older, age 50 or above? Yes. No. 19. What physical attribute most attracts you to another bear? Facial hair, body build, eyes, smile, face. Other, please specify. Number 20. What personality trait most attracts you to another bear? Confidence, sense of humor, positive attitude, maturity, easygoing, friendliness. Other, please specify. Question 21. Have you had sex with a female? Yes. No. Other, please specify. It's interesting to note here that the survey uses the term female as opposed to woman. Next, section 2. Are you partnered? Yes or no? Number 2. Where did you meet your partner? At a bar? At a bear event? At a bear party? At a general gay event? Volunteering? Through friends? Online? Other, please specify. Question 3. Are you totally closeted? Totally open? Open to selected people? Wonder why they used open rather than out. Question 4. Compared with non-bears, is it harder for a bear to come out? Agree? Disagree? Question 5. I work at a job that is generally considered blue-collar. Job that is generally considered white-collar. Question 6. Do you feel that bears overlay the bear persona over their own personality to fit into the bear culture? Always? Most of the time? Sometimes? Almost never? Never. Question 7. Are you Christian, Buddhist, Jewish, Hindu, deist, pagan, Unitarian, spiritual, atheist, agnostic, other, please specify. Question 8. Do you consider yourself more kinky or vanilla? 9. Do you practice safe sex? Always, most of the time, sometimes, rarely, or never. Number 10. How is your relationship with your birth family? Excellent, good, fair, poor. I have no relationship with my birth family. Question 11. I am a bear or cub attracted mainly to other bears and cubs. Bear or cub attracted mainly to non-bears and non-cubs. I'm attracted to all types of men. Question 12. Do you find becoming friends with bears easier than becoming friends with non-bears, about the same as becoming friends with non-bears, or harder than becoming friends with non-bears? Number 13. If it were up to me, I would live in a rural area, urban area, or suburban area. 14. I suffer from anxiety or depression. Yes or no? 15. I suffer from diabetes or other blood sugar disorders, yes or no?
And the last question in section 2.
Do you smoke, yes or no? Section 3 of the Bears Attitudes and Behaviors Survey. Number 1. Has your experience with the bear community been completely positive, somewhat positive, neither positive nor negative, somewhat negative, or completely negative? Number 2. How did discovering the bear community affect your life? Big blank space. Number 3. I am HIV positive, HIV negative, not aware of my status. Question 4. If you are in the U.S., do you generally consider yourself Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent?
What? No space for the Green Party or to write in something?
Number 5. What question would you like to ask the bear community? Big blank space. Number 6. Please indicate your age range. 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 64. Question number 7. What is your ethnicity? Native American, Caucasian, Hispanic or Latino, African American, Asian, mixed race, or other? Number 8. Do you have children? Yes, I have biological children. Yes, I have adopted children. No. Number 9. If you do not have children, would you like to have children, either biological or adopted, in the future? Yes or no. Question number 10. Do you live in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, Australia? Number 11. If you live in the USA, what part of the USA have you spent most of your life? Northeast, Southeast, Northwest, Southwest, Midwest, West. And question number 12, the last of section 3. Do you consider yourself a naturist? Enjoy being naked in the outdoors, particularly natural settings? Yes or no? That brings us to about half of the questions on the survey on bear attitudes and behaviors. There's also some very interesting questions later on about bear self-esteem. So do check out the link at bearsouppodcast.net for the complete survey. Yes, we certainly do get letters here at Bear Soup Podcast. And here's another one from a fellow named Mike in Texas, who writes, "Hi Ron, I was wondering if you knew of anywhere to find or purchase erotica, videos, or stories about actively bisexual bears. Does any even exist? I've written several erotic fictional stories of my own about gay muscle bears having sex with women for the first time. Many are posted online, but I can't seem to find any written by anyone else. Online, any books of erotic fiction about bi bears? And definitely no video, not even amateur. There have got to be hot, hairy bears who have sex with women on film, right? I've gotten dozens of emails from all over the world from gay men who appreciate my stories about hot gay men discovering their heterosexual lust. I would like to read some others and especially find some video. I've never even met a bisexual bear here in Dallas, but there have to be some, surely. Any help you could give me would be greatly appreciated. Rock a little, Mike." And there are some links to his stories. And there is a story that he wrote recently, which I will only read part of. But this is definitely not safe for work. It's Randy's Hot Gay Bear Father. "I arrived at my dad's house around 3 p.m. I was 25, and it had been about 6 months since we'd last seen each other. Setting my luggage down in the spare bedroom, I heard the familiar sounds of my father engaged in some hot, rough sex with another man. I peeked in Dad's doorway, and there he was, topping Brian, his lover of the last 4 years. I went back to my bedroom and quickly jacked off with that image in my head. Dad, Jack, had just turned 50, was 6 foot, 210, buzzed hair, and with a dark brown full beard. His body was covered with delicious-looking brown fur. His cock mirrored mine, about 8 inches, uncut. Brian was not as hairy as Dad, but almost as hot. He was 47, 6'2", 220, gym-perfect body with a blonde buzz cut, body hair, and thick, dark blonde mustache. His impressive cock was about 9 inches cut. Ryan was the guy I found the hottest of the many men I'd met that my father had been partnered with throughout my life. They made a very hot, muscle bear couple. And then we fast forward a couple paragraphs. Dinner was great that evening. Ryan cooked Italian and we drank a lot of beer while we were smoking cigars on the patio. Dad received a text which made him kind of frown. Oh, gotta go check something at work, he mumbled as he got up from the lawn chair. Can't you check it from home? Ryan asked. No, I gotta use the system at work. No access here, he said, kissing his lover on the mouth. He gave my shoulder a punch and said, Glad you're here, kid. Then he was gone. Fuck it, Ryan said, stripped off his shorts and jumped into the pool. I could tell he was pissed off by Dad leaving. I was instantly hard looking at Brian's hairy, wet body in the moonlight. He had an amazing body for age 47, and his face was so ruggedly handsome and chiseled. Come on in, Randy, he said. The water feels great. Feeling no pain, I shucked my own shorts and out popped my rock-hard, uncut 8-incher. I hopped in the pool and swam straight into Brian's muscular arms. There wasn't even a hint of pretense that we weren't deeply attracted to each other. After tongue-kissing for several hot minutes while our hard fucksticks rubbed together in the water, Brian said, Damn, you look so much like pictures of Jack when he was young. He was right, especially my body type and hairiness. I kept my head almost shaved, though, with a K-Fed-type scruff beard. I also had several tattoos, while Dad only had two that I knew of. The thought of sex with Brian was so hot for me on so many levels. First off, I wanted to be fucked in my hairy hole by my dad's gay lover, who was usually bottom for Dad. Brian was old enough to be my father, was kinda sort of my stepfather, so another layer of kinkiness. I was having hot gay sex with a man my father lusted after, and this man lusted after me so clearly. Brian laid down a couple of fluffy towels, which I then laid down on my back. He took my hairy, muscular legs and threw my ankles on his sexy, broad shoulders, and then roughly shoved his 9-inch cut cock into my eager, hairy asshole. Being fucked by Dad's gay lover felt so damn good. Brian would bend over and kiss me occasionally, but mostly he kept his focus on drilling my hot hole, fucking me hard, just the way I imagined it would be with him. As I was jacking my cock, looking up at his intense face, sweat dripping from his dark blonde mustache, I began shooting my hot cum onto his sexy, blonde, furred six-pack. God damn, Randy, he yelled, and started his own violent cumming in my tight, hairy hole. His sweating body collapsed on top of me, and his mustache nuzzled my ear as he whispered how good of a fuck I was. We tongue-kissed, washed off in the pool, and then, as Brian sat on the edge, I deep-throated his huge, hard 9-incher. I knew I was a good cocksucker, taking Dad's lover's long cock all the way, my nose and stash buried in his dark, blonde pubes. I was rewarded by Brian's hot, thick cum shooting down my eager throat. Brian returned the favor as he expertly sucked me off. The next day, Dad didn't act like he knew anything sexual had occurred between Brian and me, and if he did, that he even cared. Right after Dad rushed off to work that morning, Brian got a call that his mother was sick and in the hospital in Milwaukee. He quickly made flight plans, called Dad and told him he'd be gone for at least a few days and then headed for the door. Before stepping out, Brian took me in his arms and gave me a deep, passionate tongue kiss, said goodbye, and left for the airport. I slept most of the day, jacking off a few times thinking about my pool sex with Brian, as well as thinking about my dad fucking him as well. That evening I went out to a few of the bars, and although I was definitely hot fresh meat there in Dallas, I wasn't feeling up to a hookup that night. After a few more beers, I went back to Dad's place.
Inside, I was more than a little surprised to hear the familiar grunting sounds of my hot, muscle-bear father rutting in heat. Had Brian already returned from Milwaukee? That didn't seem even possible. I figured Dad must have picked up some hot, hairy bear bottom while Brian was away. My dick was already leaking, just thinking about seeing my hot father in action again. Looking through the doorway into Dad and Brian's bedroom, there was my hot, hairy, muscle-bared, gay father, wildly fucking a blonde chick in her early 20s. What the fuck? My dad was gay, always had been. As I watched this incredulous scene, I heard Dad grunt, "Oh, fuck, Debbie. That hot cunt of yours is so fucking tight, I'm gonna fuck you all night long. You won't be able to walk tomorrow, you hot whore." He deeply growled all of this while slamming hard into her pussy from behind, his hairy, loose nuts slapping hard at her cunt and thighs as he banged her in a sexual frenzy. Dad had his meaty, hairy hands gripping this girl's sizable tits, which were very round and looked fake. In fact, she looked like a stripper, although a very pretty one and not skanky at all. I had chucked my jeans and was fisting my own mirror image of my father's 8-inch uncut cock, which was unbelievably ramming in and out of a young woman's wet pussy. Dad looked to be out of his mind in lust-crazed fucking, talking nasty to his bitch as he rode her wet and hard. I was looking at my sexy, muscle-bear father in a whole new light, as an actively heterosexual man. My father, a man so gay that he had to have his older gay male lover in bed with him just so that he could get it up once to fuck my mother and conceive me. My father, who also had a string of hot gay lovers all of my life, all of whom I had sexual fantasies about with. My father, Mr. Gay Pride, Mr. Muscle Bear, etc., enthusiastically fucking a girl younger than I was. Well, if you want to read the full story, then check out the link at Bear Soup Podcast. Mike and I had scheduled an interview for this podcast, but due to a scheduling conflict, it couldn't come off. But in any case, I do hope you've enjoyed this bit of By Bear Smut. Do tell me what you think about it. This has been Bear Soup, episode number 89. This is Ron Sarisha, and I want to thank you for listening to Bear Soup. I also want to thank you for your patience during this hiatus while I was moving across state. Look for Bear Soup, Bear Radio, and Bear Bones Books, also on Facebook. Thanks to the Merman, to Joe of BearRadio.net, and as always, to my husband, Rocco. And thanks to you for listening to the Bear Soup Podcast. Sending a special shout out to Baloo Bear. Email me at bearsoup@gmail.com. Please check out the Bear Soup page on our new refurbished home blog, www.bearsouppodcast.net. Bear Soup is produced for the Bear Radio Network, which is not responsible for the content of this podcast. Bubbles for the Bear Soup Hot Tub are powered by our sponsor, Bear Bones Books. Please check out their fine titles by Bear Authors at barebonesbooks.com, spelled BearBonesBooks, including the latest in the hot and hairy fiction series, Bear Lust, and the novel, Bear Like Me. And remember, sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you.